Welcome back to another episode of the Ink and Impact podcast. I'm going to be talking about something a little different than what I normally talk about. It came about because of President's Day happening here in the U.S. this week, and it's all about leadership because presidents lead countries, right? So that's what we are going to be talking about today, specifically 10 characteristics of authors as leaders, and so you won't want to miss it, so be sure to tune in. Let's get started. Welcome to Ink and Impact, the podcast for Christian writers who want to impact their readers. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and each week I'll help you keep a pulse on the publishing industry, showcase Christian authors and their books, and share ways you can improve your craft and magnify your message. Whether you're a fiction or nonfiction writer, traditionally or indie published, established, or just starting out, this podcast is for you. Your role as a writer includes being a leader, and we might not intuitively think that. So let's dive into this a little bit today. When we think about a leader, a lot of times we think about, for example, presidents. They preside over or in control of the country. They influence lawmakers and everyday citizens. In other words, their beliefs, actions, and words make an impact on the lives of others. But leadership isn't reserved for just presidents. The fact is that we are all leaders. Every day, people come to us with questions, seeking our advice and guidance, whether they're our children, our spouse, our co-workers, our neighbors, or our friends. So as Christians, we're to lead others by being the light of Christ in both word and deed. And as writers, we're to lead our readers into new knowledge, or to a place of encouragement, or to some welcome entertainment. And as Christian writers, we're to incorporate all of that. Thus, our leadership responsibilities are large. Are we daily considering our critical roles as leaders to our readers? Remember back in high school how some people were unexpectedly thrown into leadership positions while others campaigned to be elected? The same is true in the writing world. There's a growing trend for what's referred to as thought leadership books. This generally refers to business owners, entrepreneurs, and online influencers who write a book to establish their status as an expert in a particular industry. Speakers also like to write thought leadership books because it allows them to expand on what they've shared from the stage and sell more books by offering them at the back of the room after every presentation. Is there anything wrong with any of that? No, not really, as long as you have the right heart posture. As Christian writers, I believe that we're to put God's glory above our own. Are we actively praising Him and publicly acknowledging how He is enabling us to write the book? Or are we puffing ourselves up as standalone experts? Alternatively, we might be writers who feel led to write a book but don't want to put ourselves or our books out there at all. We don't want to do any marketing because it scares us, or it seems overwhelming, or it simply isn't part of our self-imposed job description. We signed up to write a book. That's it. Job done. Please hear me out. Just as pride doesn't honor God, neither does complacency. God doesn't call His writers to write, and therefore lead, out of fear or a displaced sense of entitlement or pride. That means that in addition to carefully guiding your readers in the content of your book, you also need to guide them to the book in the first place, and be able to support it and defend it if necessary after it's published. So now that we know we're all leaders, whether we like it or not, let's talk about how we can become good leaders. Dr. Jennifer Varney at Southern New Hampshire University put together a list, 10 qualities of a good leader, which she explained from a typical workplace perspective. I think her list of qualities are good ones, but I'm going to expand on them from a biblical perspective and specifically for writers. She says, and I quote, "Good leaders possess self-awareness, garner credibility, focus on relationship building, have a bias for action, exhibit humility, empower others, stay authentic, present themselves as constant and consistent, become role models, and are fully present," end quote. That's a lot, right? So let's break this down for Christian writers. As a Christian writer, we're to remember who we are in Christ. That's the self-awareness. Stand firm in the knowledge that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2:10. Secondly, we're to work as for the Lord, as Colossians 3:23 says. And that means don't be afraid to ask for testimonials and book reviews for that credibility. The third character trait of a good leader is to do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves, as Philippians 2:3 says. Whether we're speaking with readers or fellow authors, we should consider their needs before ours. When on social media, do what my Instagram coach Ruthie Gray stresses. Engage authentically. She's constantly reminding us that it's called social media for a reason, because we're supposed to be social, not just selling our thing. The fourth character of a good leader is to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, from James 1:23. And this goes into the action part of being a good leader. I mentioned here on the podcast frequently and elsewhere that if God called you to write a book, He didn't mean for you to simply think about writing a book or to take the effort to type it all up and have it on your computer and just sit there without publishing it. And He didn't mean for it to just, if you did publish it, just sit on your shelf not being sold anywhere. Actively do the work God has called you to do, the complete work, right? From start to finish. The fifth characteristic is about humility. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God, as Micah 6:8 says. When we reflect on God's character and all that Christ has done for us, we are immediately humbled and grateful, which should motivate us to serve others well. Sixthly is about empowering others. So encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing, 1 Thessalonians 5:11 states. When we encourage others and share knowledge with them, we help to empower them to step out in faith and do what God has called them to do. Seventh, it's all about staying authentic. So don't pretend to be someone you're not. Matthew 6:5 says, "When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men." May we not act one way toward our audience and then act a different way elsewhere. Our goal should not be to write or create videos to impress man and go viral, but to point others to Christ and glorify God. Eighth quality of being a good leader is to be constant and consistent. That means to regularly show up. Hebrews 10 verses 24 through 25 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So how does that apply to us as writers, especially for our readers? Well, are we regularly sending out a newsletter? Are we consistently engaging with them on social media? Are we constantly praying for wisdom and discernment over every area of our writing? The ninth quality of a good leader was mentioned as being role models. So we're to be the example. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. We are to represent Christ wherever we go and whatever we do. Are we allowing others to see what it's like to love Christ through our words and actions? And the final quality is about being fully present. 1 Timothy 4:16 tells us to pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. Are we making ourselves available to our readers? Are we addressing their needs and offering them the hope of salvation, whether subtly or overtly? Are we acknowledging their questions? And most importantly, are we paying attention to what God is trying to tell us? Now, don't take 1 Timothy 4:16 out of context. We're not to lean on our own understanding. Rather, let's be fully present to those around us and honest about our thoughts and actions. Now, I know that's a lot to take in, but I believe in providing value. Feel free to go to the show notes at inkandimpact.com. You can see the full list of 10 qualities of a good leader and take notes. In the meantime, let me conclude by encouraging you with a reminder I received this morning while reading in Exodus. You know, Moses didn't want to be Israel's leader. He didn't seek the position, and he didn't consider himself capable of the job. But what did God do? He encouraged Moses repeatedly. He provided him with a helper, his brother Aaron, and God outlined everything that Moses needed to do step by step. God chose Moses for a reason, and God has chosen you to write that story he's given you for a reason. So even if you don't feel qualified, and you might even be a bit grumpy about being picked like Moses was, know that God nevertheless considers you to be the perfect person for your particular story. And the best news? We're not the top leader. We fall under the Lord's command. Ultimately, all we have to do is follow God's instructions and let Him lead. What could be better than that? Have you signed up for the new Inkwell Collective yet? It's my new community for Christian writers that's not on social media. So, what's a Christian writer? It's anyone who is a Christian who writes. You don't have to be writing a Bible study or a devotional to join. Just be a professing Christian who writes clean, God-honoring blogs and books. All genres and writing levels are welcome. The general membership is free and enables you to connect with fellow Christian writers, ask questions, celebrate successes, and ask for prayer 24/7. It's like a Facebook group, but off of social media. The paid basic membership enables you to discover the joys and benefits of writing together at one of our weekly virtual co-writing sessions. We currently offer two, and to participate in the live monthly Q&A sessions. Right now, there's one a month. Don't keep writing alone. Why not connect with other like-minded writers? You can learn more about the Inkwell Collective at subscribepage.com/Inkwell Collective. And of course, I will have the link to that in the show notes at inkandimpact.com. But on that landing page, you will see a video tutorial. So you get to see actually what it looks like inside. And like I said, you can join for free, get a feel for it, see if you like it. But I do encourage you to check it out. Come get connected with other Christian writers, and let's just support each other, encourage each other, and grow in the Lord together. That's it for today, fellow pen pusher. Remember, don't just write a book, make an impact.